The government presented its policy statement in Prague on Wednesday. Hundreds of people attended the funeral of Milan Paumer, a member of a controversial group who shot their way across the Iron Curtain in the 1950s, and the city of Prague and the town of Moravský Krumlov have failed to reach an amicable agreement regarding Alfons Mucha's Slav epic. The government presented its policy statement at a session in Prague on Wednesday. The statement, stemming from the government's coalition agreement, will be put to the vote before being submitted to Parliament next week. It outlines five key priorities, such as lowering the state budget deficit, reforming the health and pension systems, some changes in the education sector, and curbing corruption in the public sector. Prime Minister Nečas' center-right government will ask Parliament for a vote of confidence on August 10th. Hundreds of people attended the funeral of Milan Paumer, a member of a controversial group who shot their way across the Iron Curtain in the 1950s. The funeral ceremony, held in the town of Poděbrady, was attended by some of the country's leading politicians, cultural figures, and anti-communist fighters. Among those present was Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who said in a speech that Milan Paumer's decision to stand up against oppression was heroic. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, Defense Minister Alexander Vondra, and the heads of both houses of parliament were also in attendance. Mr. Paumer remains a controversial figure in the Czech Republic, where some people see him as a hero for fighting the communists at a time when there was little resistance to the regime. Others condemn him for escaping at the cost of several human lives. The city of Prague and the town of Moravský Krumlov have not been able to reach an agreement regarding the move of Czech Art Deco painter Alfons Mucha's Slav epic from Moravský Krumlov to the Czech capital. The city of Prague is now going to file an appeal against last week's court decision that barred anybody from handling the 20-canvas masterpiece until a controversy over ownership rights had been cleared. The two city halls have been at odds over the fate of the precious Slav epic after Prague City Hall attempted to get it moved to the city's Veletržní palác art gallery. It has been housed in the Moravský Krumlov castle for over half a century, partly because a designated home for the painting in Prague was never built, which was one of Mucha's conditions when he donated the Slav epic to the city in 1913. The new Czech thriller Kajínek will premiere in Prague's Slovanský dům on Wednesday night. The film's male lead, Russian actor Konstantin Lavronenko, will be in attendance. The film is based on the life story of Jiří Kajínek, a notorious Czech prisoner who is serving a life sentence for a double contract murder. Kajínek maintains that he is innocent and was framed by the police. His case was recently reopened. And now for a brief look at the weather. The coming days should bring partly cloudy skies with rain, and day temperatures are expected to be around 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barivka, and this brings us to the end of the news.